Blackstone presents Till Human Voices Wake Us by Rebecca Roque. This book is read by Imani Jade Powers. For Ben. For the indigo nights of summer and the enigma of fireflies, who, despite everything, refuse to dim their glow. For DOS and demon slaying and crunchy mac and cheese. For Tiger and Mallory, and all of the other fae we probably shouldn't have named. For stolen treasure, sorry you got busted. For interstate odysseys and truck beds under the darkest of moons. And for the audacity to truly choose my own adventure. Part 1. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea, by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown, till human voices wake us and we drown. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. When the rain comes, it starts with a sigh. The leaves at the top of my tree whisper secrets to be carried away by the wind, heavy with promises of its own. I turn my face to the sky. I think about how mine might be the first skin this rain touches today, and I smile. My rain. My storm. I want to pretend the shiver humming through my body is electricity, that I am a lightning rod in the gathering storm, but it is both more and less than that. I'm shivering with fear, the kind that lives in the dark hollow spaces in your bones, but sometimes leaves its burrow to take your whole body for a ride. I'm familiar with this fear. I've invited it out to play, after all. I called it out when I lifted one foot off the ground and then the other and climbed this tree as high as I could go until the branches grew too slender to support me. Even now, its skeletal arms sway in the storm's breath, warning me that I might have gone too far this time. As a storm gathers strength, so does the force of my heartbeat. I'm dizzy with the press of it behind my eyes and the back of my throat. The silent sky tilts. The fear murmurs, "You will fall." The fear promises, "You will break." The fear is strong. For as long as I can remember, heights have terrified me. I have a distinct memory of Dad swooping me up onto his broad shoulders and the meltdown that followed, screams giving way to hiccups and then sleep and then, inevitably, the nightmares. The fear is strong. It has always been strong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?